Canute Badminton Club are this week's Cheshire's Silt 106.9 Club of the Week. The club trains and plays at Edgerton Youth Club in Knutsford and has sessions for both juniors and adults. Cara Robinson first got involved in the club through her parents and is now the club secretary.
We've got an adult section and they play in a couple of leagues. One of them is Stockport League, obviously based kind of around Stockport. Another one is the Crewe League, which is the match that's on tonight. So we've got three men's teams in there, one ladies and one mixed. We've got a junior club as well, so they play every Monday night. We've been enjoying it, so there's quite a few of the coaches along here tonight as well. We've started putting some of the juniors into the adults league now just to kind of test them out, and they're doing well, holding themselves up. I love the people that are here. I think that's the main driver for me getting involved, but I think it's just one of those sports where you can start playing and just get completely out of your head. It doesn't matter what else has been going on the day, but it's just one of those where it's just nice to kind of switch off and play. It's competitive, but I think at the same time we keep the members because there's a nice atmosphere, it's friendly, we have a laugh, that side of things. So yeah, do a few socials occasionally too to kind of keep everyone involved. Probably got about 50 people on the books, including the juniors and the adults. We're looking to start a no strings thing as well soon to kind of really kind of get on with some more beginners, because I don't think there's too many options for them at the minute, so that is the plan. So it'll probably increase even more at that stage, hopefully. But yeah, so it's a reasonable size and it keeps me busy. The last season when we could actually play, we ended up winning the top division for the Crewe League, which was great. The second team as well, they came top of Division 2, so two of them are now in Division 1, which is good. And then yeah, there's been quite a lot of things in the past that I've been involved in, other people are involved in terms of kind of the wins. So yeah, it's been really good, and it's kind of nice as well because we can go along to the presentation night and pick something up, which is, yes, it's not the most important thing, but it's a nice thing to have. So yeah,
I think it's testament to the club. And What is it that you think makes the club so successful?
I don't really know, because at the end of the day, it's down to the people that are coming, and we don't do anything too special for it. I think it's just kind of getting everyone involved, and I think it's just the fact that everyone's pushing each other on, and it's still really nice and friendly, because as I said, we're not designed to be uber competitive. It's just the fact that we've got some good players. I'd like to get more people involved, which is why we're starting the no string, so that it is accessible to all, so we can get the people that haven't played badminton before involved, and it's not just a case of it's just people that have always played badminton. So yeah, that's the route at the minute, just to get more people enjoying it really.
Players come from across Cheshire, including from other clubs, to play in Canute's weekly club night. Andy Gerd Harry travels from near Warrington to play at Canute and also helps lead the club's junior coaching sessions.
I live over towards Warrington, actually. So I come over here because the Canute is, one, a very friendly club. Two, there's a range of people. So you've got, let's say, younger people, older people. So it means the games, some of the games are faster, some of the games are slower. But also the actual level of the people playing. The club has done extremely well in the leagues. And so it also draws. So often on our club night, we get people from other clubs coming along to play, because it's one, we're friendly, and two, it's a competitive game. So over the last few years, especially here at Canute, we've been encouraging all the local schools to bring people along, and we start. So there's three or four of us that coach the juniors, and it ranges from around about the age of 8 up to the age of 16, and it teaches them the basics, or we teach them the basics, how to hit, how to serve, how to move around the court, what to think about, and slowly, it's all also about repetition and playing consistently, they build up their game. And then once they get to 16, we try to then bring them through to the, what we call would say seniors, but the older ranks, so they actually get the chance to play competition within the leagues. So we have we have our C team. It's made up of boys and girls who are around about the age of 15 or 16. And that allows them to get into badminton, to find if they enjoy the competitive element, also the camaraderie aspect, meeting new people, because they're not all from one school, they're from the schools in the region. It's a real community. You get to, of course, after a year or two, you get to recognise people, know names, faces, so that's great as well. So At Canute, we play in a number of leagues around the region. So we play towards Manchester, so we play in the Stockport League. We used to play in the Manchester League. We play, obviously, here now. We're in the Crewe League, so Crewe and Cheshire. We play also across over in Chester and over on the Wirral as well. So, and we've got some members who play here who actually also play in Widnes and Preston. So people do travel to play and get a good game, and it's great because you've got, of course, people from different regions and different areas as well. Badminton as a sport is, you can be at all levels, so you don't have to be an expert. You start off, you don't even need a racket if you come to Canute. We've got a number of rackets, so you can just come along, try it. It's a chance. A lot of people, helps to for mobility, so moving your arms and moving your whole body, coordination. The other elements are that you gives you a good chance to start building up, you know, exercise, building up your own health, which is also good for your own sort of mental well-being. And I think at Canute, that's one of the key drivers. We're a community. We like to invite people. We're very friendly. A lot of people have come into our club, and I think anybody, especially for the juniors, come along the first time, you can try for free, and then if you really like it, then we just charge ad hoc, or you can join a subscription as well.
Badminton at Canute has become a regular activity for Carl McGregor Ogden, and he explains how one badminton session during lunchtime at work led to him playing the sport regularly, including now at Canute.
I came to it very late. I was actually 42 when I started playing, and it came about as a bit of a joke at work, playing at lunchtime with a group of friends who said, "Do you fancy playing badminton?" We did, and I just never stopped. I got really hooked on the game, and I've been playing it ever since. So some 17 years later. It's a combination of the physical aspect of the game. I like the physical side, but it's quite a mental game as well. So there's a lot of tactics involved in it, and particularly in the game of doubles, there's an awful lot of just trying to work out how to break down your opponent. So it gets you thinking a lot about the game, and at the same time, you get a good workout. So it's almost like a kind of very physical game of chess, and I really love that. I love both aspects of it. And being old, I actually quite like playing against the younger people just to prove I can still do it, that old guys are still capable of running around. Virtually all league badminton is played as doubles, whether that's mixed doubles or levels doubles, which is ladies doubles or men's doubles. And it is a very social game. And for the most part, for the years that I've been playing in the different leagues and in tournaments that I play in, there's a very good atmosphere about it as well, that you get very good sportsmanship. People are generally playing because they all have the same interest. They all want to play fairly. You don't tend to get very much in the way of cheating, and there's a nice social side to it, and you can always have a good chat with the people you're playing against, apart from maybe tonight when we're playing our team, so we're not chatting to each other at all tonight, but normally... No, but you know, seriously, we're joking with each other on court at the moment, and that's the way it would normally be in a match. And it's nice. That it's a nice social sport. Yeah, you're serious and you're playing hard when you're on court, and you're trying to beat your opponents, but you recognise good play and recognise each other at the end of the game for the game that you've played. The people is a very big part of it, but it's a very good club. So the standard of play in the club, it's a very strong club night. You get really good games. And then in matches we play in higher leagues, which is a good challenge as well that I enjoy. But a lot of it is just the people. They're a really nice group of people, and we get on very well. Yeah, there's a very good social side to it. There's a lot of people with good senses of humour, and we enjoy playing badminton. We all enjoy playing together, and that is something that unites all of us.
I can just tell, just speaking to you the last 5 minutes or so, the enthusiasm and the passion you've developed from the sport just purely from just playing it one lunchtime. It's quite incredible. Did you ever imagine when you played it at that lunchtime that you'd still be involved 17 years later?
Absolutely not, no. I mean, it literally was a bit of a joke to begin with. We played for a few weeks, and then we missed a week, and I really missed it. And I started to look for other ways to play, other groups to play with, started looking into clubs, started playing in clubs, started playing competitively. I've just never stopped. I got absolutely hooked by it, and I still am. If you've ever thought about it, give it a go. I've played a lot of sports over the years, because I'm old. But of all the sports I have played, I don't think I've ever played in one that is as social as badminton, and as friendly a sport to get involved with. And there are all kinds of different levels that you can play at, whether you come in the no strings badminton of Badminton England, which is a beginner's level, to be introduced to the sport, or to come into a club and start playing club badminton or looking to play competitive badminton. There are so many opportunities, and you'll be welcome with open arms at virtually any club, and you can be a part of a great sport and a great social environment as well.
It's become a family activity for John Hunter, with his children also involved in the club's junior sessions. Canute's Monday club night and fixtures later in the week have become part of John's weekly routine.
It's one of those games, one of those few games that you can play with men and women, because there's this mixed games, and you can play at all ages as well. So it doesn't matter if you're a beginner or retired, you know, you can still have fun and get down on the court. When you're not playing, you're sort of sitting off on the side, talking to people, socialising, and then so you have a little chat, have a little game, have a little chat, and yeah. I think you just get into it and it becomes a routine after a while. Badminton offers different elements, so you know, some people just go down and play for fun on an evening and book a court. But then if you want a little bit more competition, this is where the sort of club comes in. And we play in the Curran District League and the Stockport League. I'm actually the treasurer on the Curran District League, so we've got clubs all around Cheshire. And over the years you end up playing those teams and you get friendly with the people over there. So we've got clubs in Sandbach, Nantwich, Crewe, Alsager, as far as down there, and then we're sort of the top of Cheshire up here in Knutsford. It's a fun game at the end of the day. Once you know what you're doing, there's a rhythm to it, and yeah, there's a variation of people you meet, a variation of people you play against. The competitive element of the Curran District Badminton League is fun. We have handicap competitions, there's a social side. Sometimes I see more of the badminton players here than I do with my own family, but yeah, it's just part of life, I think. Once you find it and you're into it, yeah, you stay with it.
That's the case for Neil Cooper, who first started playing badminton at the age of 6 and has played in leagues across the northwest as well as in the northeast. Now a member at Canute, badminton is still a big part of his life.
I've played badminton since I was about 6 years old. So, yeah, so I've played badminton a long time. Played county for Lancashire for a little while. My dad coached, I've coached. Yeah, my mum and dad both play badminton. Both my brothers play badminton. My wife plays badminton. So, yeah, I'm pretty much badminton through and through. So you can start at any age. It's like, kit's not expensive. Like, the rackets aren't heavy. It's like one of the lights you can start with. And, yeah, it's a really easy sport to pick up. And both my little ones are already picking it up, and they're, like, 4 and 6. So, yeah, it's just a little bit easier to take up than tennis. And you can level it out. So whatever level you need to, it can either be fast and frenetic like it is tonight, or it can be nice and slow and easy and social. So yeah, there's a space for people of any level at badminton. I enjoy the challenge. It's not like a pure power sport. Yeah, there is some power there, but there's a lot of tactics, especially when you play mixed. Like, I play with my mother-in-law, I play with my mum, I play with my sister-in-law, and I play with my wife. So I really enjoy mixed. Mixed is the really tactical game. It's sort of, you've got to deal with that imbalance of sort of size and strength potentially. Not that my wife is smaller or any less powerful than me, because she's certainly not less powerful than me. But yeah, it sort of forces you to think, as well as be very athletic. It's an incredibly sort of athletic sport. Once you get to a certain level, it's a very fast and tough sport. So normally I would play matches to get a really good competitive game, but the club nights at Canute are brilliant. Like, the club nights are really high standard. And that's something that I think a lot of clubs struggle with, is that you can get good club nights, but usually you get this a sort of a quite imbalanced mixture of starters, and that's great. Like, those starters come on, but once you get to the sort of higher end of a club, you can sort of find something. Oh, well, how am I going to get better? And the only way to get better at any sport is to play with people stronger than you. And sort of club players, especially, look for stronger club nights where they're going to get a good game. So, in Canute's club night is certainly one of the best I've experienced. While I've been at sort of the upper level, when I was younger, it wasn't so bad. You could sort of just go from club to club, and there would always be people better than you. But yeah, eventually you start trying to find a good club night to go to, that's a regular club night. So yeah, Clunic has got a really good club night on a Monday, and has a lot of teams in a lot of decent leagues where you get good competitive badminton as well. It's a great way to keep fit. It's great mentally. Like I said, there's always a challenge there of figuring out how you're going to play and what shots to play. So it's both great from a physical and a mental point of view. It's always great. It's a team sport. Like, I mean, you can play singles, but generally locally it's generally mixed, it's generally doubles, so, and you'll generally be on a team of at least six. And club nights are usually like, there's usually at least a dozen people down. I mean, Canute's usually well over a dozen, so there's always a lot of people to talk to, everybody's friendly. Yeah, I would, it's a great sport to be involved in.
The club currently has several teams, with women able to play in the men's teams in the Crewe and District League. Canute have also teamed up with Goostrey Badminton Club to form a joint women's team to ensure there are playing opportunities for all.
It's a joint team, just because we've not quite got enough of our ladies to ourselves to field it. So, but it's really nice having that partnership with another club, just because we can kind of link forces, and it's really nice as well because they're all really nice people, and yeah, it just keeps it going as opposed to kind of having not quite enough in our club and not quite enough in their club and then not being able to play at all. So yes, it's a great venture. There's a few members here that all go along to another club and just play at their night, so you kind of get to a stage, if you've been here for a year or two, that you pretty much know everybody else in the league. So yeah, it's really good, and there'll be socials for the league as well, which everyone can get involved in. So it's a really friendly group, which is good.
And here at Clint, there seems to be a pathway that, I don't know if it's been designed like that, there seems to be a pathway that they're obviously starting out juniors that are young, just learning the fundamentals, having
yes.
fun, all the way up through to then potentially going into the senior team.
Yes, that's the plan really. So we always want juniors to start, but then we don't want to kind of to the point where they're old enough to be playing at an adult league, but we're kind of saying no to them. So because we always want to then push them into the adults, so they've kind of got this lifelong sport to play, and if they go off to university, they can play it there and it's not too intimidating. So that is the plan. So with the juniors as well, we'll try and get them involved in kind of Cheshire's training if they're kind of wanting to do that. There's loads of tournaments around, so it's very much if the juniors want to do so. It's not something we're going to push, because at the end of the day, the junior session is to have fun. It's not to kind of be a super champion if they don't want to. So it all depends on the kids' aims really and what they want to do. It's just so much fun, and it's kind of, it's nice to kind of escape kind of the daily routine. And obviously there's people here, and it's a really friendly kind of place to be. And then obviously there's the fitness side of things as well, so it doesn't feel like I'm exercising when I play badminton. I know I definitely am, because I come off and I'm quite sweaty, but at the same time it doesn't feel like I've come to exercise or keep fit.